Trust Talk West is presented by the Better Business Foundation. The goal is to share information with consumers, seniors, military, to help them with daily shopping decisions. There are choices to be made, and the Better Business Bureau wants everyone to consider going to BBB.org before entering into any service or transaction. An accredited business has made a decision to be verified by the Better Business Bureau and agrees to help build a marketplace that starts with trust. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit that started in 1912. This is not a government agency and has no legal authority. The brand starts with trust and follows up with the promise to educate, live with ethics, have morals and respect. The accredited business owner and team is expected to open each day following these characteristics.
So this segment is going to be the station, and I stumped Joe on this one, WIFM. What a radio station, but most of you know what that is, business people, consumers. What's in it for me? So I want to do a segment, and I've asked Joe, and I want him to really put me through the ringer and talk to me about why should a business want to become accredited? Like, what's the reasoning about it? So,
well, you're too kind.
Without further ado, go ahead.
You're too kind. What really started this is I said, well, can WCHV get accredited? And Barry, I thought, laughed a little longer than I was comfortable for, but it's okay. I have a thick skin.
Yeah.
How long has the Better Business Bureau been doing what it's doing, and has the mission always remained the same?
I got to tell you, if we took our age, me and you together, I don't think we'd add up as long as the BBB's been accrediting businesses in this country. They started in 1912, and it's a nonprofit. It's not a government agency. We do not have any jurisdiction, anything like that. We are a nonprofit that's in business to build marketplaces that start with trust. It's that basic, that easy.
So it is, WCHV is just in our 90th anniversary here. So we were talking about businesses that have been around a long time. But it's possible for businesses who have been around a long time to have kind of wandered in and out of where accredited businesses would be, right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, companies like this, right? Monticello Radio has become accredited with the Better Business Bureau. And we vetted your company and Monticello Radio, and we have given them the seal to go along with everything. So the BBB logo seal, the torch, if you will start to become everywhere part of Monticello Radio if they really utilize that brand. It should be on their websites. It should be on your letterhead. Mm-hmm. And you should be reaching out to accredited businesses to do business with people that start with trust. So imagine that, a radio station that's accredited doing business with construction, moving companies, doctors, hospitals that are accredited, new car dealerships, service stations. It goes a long way. So why not start with trust and do business with people that are seeing the world the same way as you guys see it?
So once, you know, you become accredited, you said, you know, there's a vetting process, mm-hmm. and then you go through, is it specifically customer surveys? Is it business-to-business surveys? Do you ask other businesses what they think of us? How does that part go?
You know, that would be an interesting way to reinvent the BBB going forward. I like that idea about asking other businesses what they feel about you. But no, that's not it. We have a form. It's up to 37 areas. If you're a licensed contractor, that we have to verify insurance. And with DPOR, we need to go a little bit more in depth. But most businesses are going to be about 30 points that we're going to touch. And our vetting process is getting an application. We do not look at the finances of the company. We do look to see that the company's been in business 6 months or longer. The reason we want a track record, we want to know how you respond to consumers, mm-hmm. what they're saying about you, and we're going to do that research. We're going to check your website, make sure you're not running a business within a business. That happens a lot. Illegitimate
really?
Businesses
oh, wow.
blend themselves together with a maybe a company you wouldn't go to, but all of a sudden you go to the back page, they might be doing another kind of industry. So we make sure your website is not over-promising, under-deliver. Nothing's the word free, guarantee, the best of. We actually go through and look at the language to make sure you're not, but bottom line, can I say it on the radio? We're not lying to people.
I think you can still use that word.
Okay, we're not going to offend anybody because that would be terrible. But again, we just want people to feel comfortable with your business. You know, we're not missionaries. We don't expect perfection. You're going to make mistakes as a company, but it's how you respond to those companies.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. So once you're accredited by the Better Business Bureau, we're talking with Barry Morris. Actually, Barry Morris is talking to me, drags me in. Well, because Monticello Media wanted to become an accredited business, and there was a process to it, and I thought it would be interesting to for Barry to address that. And so now we're accredited. What happens, you know, how frequently do you check? I used to run a restaurant. You'd get shoppers reports and they'd, somebody was in your drive-thru. And, you know, so what is the check-in process to make sure that a company is staying on the board?
The first thing is if you were to get any inquiries and or the word complaint, which you guys are not going to get in this industry and the way you guys run your business. But if the restaurant business, if somebody's meal was cold today, believe it or not, Joe, we've gotten to the point that that's a complaint. Mm-hmm. Right. And we get it. We vet it. We read it. We make sure the customer is real. It's not your competitor. We try to sift that out.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of games played. But then we let the company know. We would let that restaurant know. In this case, if there was anything about the radio station that somebody was complaining about, that we would then ask you guys to respond. And if you guys responded in a timely manner and with respect, and you just were straight and matter of the fact, we're not telling you what to say. We don't even know that the consumer is really a valid complaint, although they feel it's a complaint. Maybe it should just be a review. Mm-hmm. And so then that's the other side of it. If your station, more importantly, if your radio stations, all your stations together at Monticello Radio, got 10 reviews on the BBB website for your stations or your company, that would be a huge help for consumers to read, for businesses to read, to check you out, why to do business with you. And that's what it is all about, getting places to do business with that you're comfortable with. So we try to open the door, try to pull that curtain back, and with reviews, try to give your consumers and your businesses something to read and follow more than, again, don't forget, we are a nonprofit. The review sites out there, the ones that we go to as consumers, are for profits.
Now, I see.
Like that's a big difference, right?
Okay, the lady's name and all that, and those lists.
Right. Correct. I would like to meet her someday. I really would, but she's been around a while. But if you take all those for-profit sites, add them together, they are not. I know me and you might be older than the BBB together, but they are not. They are not 110 years plus years old. And so these for-profit sites, what they do, when I go to inquire on .com or anything like that, or to your radio station, Monticello, and we want to talk to Chris about buying radio ads, well, you know what? There's other media companies that want my business lead. So when I go to .coms and stuff like that, believe it or not, these for-profits are selling my information.
Oh, sure, yeah.
As a person, all I want to do is get information about the Monticello Radio, and I'm going to get hit by TV and radio and marketing companies for the next 5 months because all I wanted to do is learn about Chris Manzella and what he can offer my company to then hook me up with Joe at the radio station and do the greatest production as you're doing today with me. This is a serious production. I'm not made for TV, as we know.
Oh, no. You'd be amazed what they put on TV these days. Yeah. So, I mean, is there, because some of these places, you talk about the dot-com world of these companies. I mean, is there a pay-to-play kind of thing that goes on with the Better Business Bureau?
I'm glad you asked that question because I don't think that way because, again, I've been an accredited industry in the car business for 40 years.
That's right. You came from the outside.
Right. I am a for-profit person, and I served on the board of this brand. And there was years ago, it was a for-play. You got to pay to play. Well, that's not how we do it. It's inaccurate. So the way it works is your station was vetted, we approved you, and we asked you the number of employees. We start with trust, we trust you, and if you're under 50 employees, it's one price. If it's over 50, over 5,000, and the number goes up. You know, people like Dominion Power are great accredited businesses. They start with trust, you know, and they're a huge company. Capital One, all they do with the loans and the credit cards, they start with trust. Capital One and Amazon donated extra amount of money to build our platform even better at Scam Tracker, it's called, to help track frauds and scams that we can keep it reported all over the country and then report it to the FBI or any other authorities.
So that's part of the Better Business Bureau brand is the Scam Tracker?
Correct.
Because I've had sheriff's departments tell me, you know, to go, because you got these people who, you know, don't even start me on the ones who go after people's EBT cards. If we're stealing from people who get EBT cards, we've come
crazy,
to a bad low place.
That's going to be a whole other segment someday, just frauds. But I don't like to talk about it because in 2023, if everybody would just shop right now for the next 90 days, whatever they bought, whatever doctor they went to, they go at whatever restaurant, don't go anywhere without going to BBB.org. Well, Barry, there's no hotels listed because they're not accredited. Well, go to the hotel and say if you were accredited, you would do business with them, and you demand that they start with trust. It's not about the money we charge. It's their obligation to help our community become all focused on one thing, building a strong community. So that's what we want to do in this Charlottesville area.
And I know that you're telling me that we got to run to break. It's weird having you telling me this, but it's
you don't listen well either, do I? I love talking to you.
So I'm going to ask you one more question because I watched too much Columbo as a kid. Yeah. You know, how do people contact you about that? Yeah. And we can talk some more about
it. I think the easiest way, since my name is out there, I am up here in Charlottesville. I am asking this area to call 804-521-6940. 804-521-6940. That's the number right to Barry Moore. I'm the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, so we handle 42 counties. Go direct. I want to, this is important to me. I for-profit is a lot more profitable than non-profit, but I love this brand, and I am determined to stop the scams and fraud in our area.
Thank you for listening to Trust Talk West, sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation. If you would like to donate to the foundation to help this program, consider please calling 804-521-6940. The foundation is a 501c3. We look forward to continuing to find great guests and answering questions that help you navigate the marketplace. Our goal, having you start at BBB.org to research accredited business owners, is to cut down scams and fraud in 2023. If you feel like you've been part of a scam, visit BBB.org and search for Scam Tracker. There, the BBB team will research and track and share information with law enforcement. Capital One and Amazon have been big supporters of this Scam Tracker platform, and we at our office utilize information provided by FINRA. Call Barry Moore at 804-521-6940 with any question or input. Monticello Media is an accredited business in our community with the Better Business Bureau. This show and station is in no way an endorsement with the conversation we had today.
Excited to be back here. Barry Moore, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. We are serving 42 counties. We are a nonprofit, and this is part of Trust Talk West. I'm excited to be here, and I've asked Joe here at the station to interview me so we could talk to maybe possible businesses that are not accredited here in the Charlottesville area, or I don't care if this is heard down in Brunswick County. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's a business that would like to learn how to become accredited and the value, what's in it for me, the WIFM, what's in it for me station, that's what all I care about. I understand that's all you care about. but we also all care about our community and stopping the scams and fraud. And the way we do that is start with trust. Demand companies to start with trust. And how do you do that? You ask them to become accredited. Can't make anybody do anything, Joe. But all I could do is ask nicely, consider become accredited, because I think it matters.
And you've got a great lineup of shows that aren't about you, you know, specifically, or even Monticello Media being an accredited business. But, you know, you said something to me a couple of weeks ago about, you know, there's, I guess, a gray area between, because you see a lot of people throwing the Better Business Bureau name around.
Yeah.
You know, what's the expression they used to use in my old neighborhood? Keep my name out your mouth. Yeah. You know, that was what they used to say in high school. Mostly girls would say that to me. But aside from that, you know, so accredited is the important word, you told me, correct?
You are correct. I'm glad you have a good memory, and I'm glad you're bringing it up to your audience, because I think it's important that you, when you see on some of these TV stations or radio stations, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, we rate every company. If they have information with us and they can have certain data, we give them a rating. That's something that was demanded by our organization, the IABBB, International Association of Better Business Bureau, a number of years ago. That causes issues and confusion for the consumer. You're correct. Accredited business by the Better Business Bureau is the logo you want to see. And that, you know, all the companies that come in here and do radio with you, Joe, have to be reminded. They don't say accredited by the BBB. The ones that are using it are the ones we might not even accredit, but they have a rating. But they don't fit the vetting process or whatever. They don't want to commit.
It's a deeper dive.
Yes. Yeah, there is no dive on the other side other than you get the rating if you have the reviews up there or you don't have any complaints open. But then it deteriorates.
So when, you know, and I think one of the things that makes a nonprofit like Better Business Bureau important, and I'm just curious your thought on this. You went from one side, you were a car dealer selling cars, and you were in the Better Business Bureau, and you appreciated what they did enough so that you wound up joining them to work for them, Barry. When a business, and this day, and we've been through a few of these, 07, 08, you know, these economic downturns, when the economy goes bad and I have fewer and fewer dollars in my wallet, it seems imperative to me that I don't go out and take a flyer on some place where I might throw bad money after good. So especially bigger ticket stuff, you can at least feel a little bit more at ease looking at businesses you guys have accredited.
Yeah, so the way that our accreditation could work in the bad times, right, if we hit a bad economic turndown, is companies are going to be looking for partners. We are not unlike maybe the chambers and stuff, but we don't throw a lot of fancy dinners and cocktail parties. I don't do any of that. All I do, when you get accredited with the Better Business Bureau, at least in Central Virginia, you know, my job is to put relevancy back in our product. It's been around 110 years, but we've lost our way in certain things. And being run by people that only were in the nonprofit world could have backfired against us. It could have blown up in our faces, if you will. So me being from the for-profit world, I clearly understand business. I clearly understand what it's like to market, how to get customers, customer satisfaction, how to write reviews for employees that I used to write them with, you know, testimonials, different things that are important to consumers and to employees that come to work for you. I understand how hard it is to get employees. So in an economic downturn, we are not, whatever the fee is that you're paid us annually, we are giving you back 2 to 3 times the value minimum. You are helping by your investment with us as a nonprofit. Your minimum fee, you can always give us more because we are a nonprofit and we need the funds. Our money comes from our accredited businesses, not our consumers. But we all owe the obligation to educate our seniors, our military, our students. And that's what our foundation does. We go out and educate people how not to get scammed, how to shop BBB.org first. So to answer your question, in a long answer, our fee is not an expense any longer when you're dealing with myself and my team. we are part of your team. So we are just an expense to do just a normal fee to have an extra employee. So if you have 5 employees or 50, you now have one more. One more being me, one more being me, meaning the 12 people I work with. We all work for you.
Well, you mentioned employees. You know, customers can trust a company through the accredited process at BBB.org. Can employees also kind of, you know, if they are out there looking, it's like, oh, should I take this job? My son went through this. He was sure. trying to do what kind of job. Does that help employees looking for work?
Well, let's just leave it this way. So when I got out of college, I went to work at a car dealership. I didn't know what BBB accreditation meant. Once I worked for that gentleman for 7 years and he told me what it meant and he told all the employees what it meant to him and then back in the 1980s and his grandfather and his father were all accredited, the company went back to 1901. So think about the legacy. They ran their business starting with trust. That's who taught me the car business, not some, you know, conglomerate that I didn't know. So once I learned that, Joe, I continued on, and you could surf, you know, surf and find out. Even before the internet, you could inquire if a company was accredited. That's I've always worked for accredited businesses. Isn't that how it funny how it works out?
No.
I've never worked for a bad car dealer. And consumers might be listening and say, oh, there's plenty of bad cars. No, not necessarily. It might be bad individuals at a car dealership. There might be dealers that do not open starting with trust. But they are so highly regulated, they usually go out of business quickly. The government here in the Commonwealth, the Attorney General, Consumer Affairs, they are very much involved. FINRA, great organization. FINRA is a federal organization. It monitors investments and all, mm-hmm. but also monitors businesses and gives out great information for consumers. So I've always worked for accredited businesses. Right now, one of the big scams are people are going to apply for jobs of companies that don't exist. They're
what?
Putting their information into an online app and finding out that they've been their identity's been stolen. So what we're going to do,
gosh.
We offer with Kildare HR, a company I've been using for almost 15 years, our accredited businesses, if they use that platform, will post jobs and everything on Indeed, Monster, all through Kildare, and on that job site will be the logo BBB accredited. So you know the company is accredited. Then if you want to do more research, you can apply. But before you do, I would go to BBB.org.
Yeah, you talk about a brave, weird world where all these identity theft scams are going on. And there, what about, you know, if you're somebody just listening and you say, oh my gosh, tree, it's been windy, we've had a tornado, you know, sirens tests this week, tree comes down, busts through my roof. Can the Better Business Bureau help somebody if there's a disaster, a flood or something like that?
Sure. Like I said, I go to work for everybody, but that tree surge is not one of those things. My body is not built for that anymore. But I know where to find people. That's accredited businesses. Start with them. Get a price from 2 or 3 of them, whatever you like to do. But start with trust is what I would say. BBB.org. Look for tree surgeons, and they'll come right out. And, you know, you get a price, and you compare it. Just because a price is the lowest doesn't always mean it's the best. But, again, the way to find out is starting with people that start with trust at BBB.org. Be careful of storm chasers. We try to protect that. So a tree surgeon needs to be licensed, right? They have to have a license with deep poor and insurance. Mm-hmm. You can get somebody to hang from the house and cut that branch down. But if it goes through your roof and they have no insurance and they fall off that roof, your homeowner owns that. You're going to be working for that person the rest of your life. So be careful of those good deals.
Is there too small of a business for the Better Business Bureau?
Under one.
Under one. So
maybe, robotics, AI, we cannot accreditate.
Those bots that were sending out all the political tweets.
We just don't know how to verify them yet. Someday we're going to probably figure it out, but I don't like the conversation we're going to have. So it's a great question. I have a number of companies that are one employee, and then it goes up to majority is probably 40 to 80, maybe. Mm-hmm. Car dealership groups might be the big groups around here might have 700, 800, 1,000. Mm-hmm. you know, and, people.
And over a variety of areas, too. I mean, you've mentioned some companies that are out there. Well, Barry, I appreciate it. So Monticello Media is an accredited business now. So,
and I'm proud to say that.
And I want
your clients to know that, and I want your clients to talk about them being accredited when they're with you in the studio.
Just call me if you start getting emails from listeners saying, did you hear what Joe Thomas said on Sunday morning?
We don't monitor that.
Yeah, okay, that's
that's somebody in the department. I think you have somebody to call. So, Barry Moore, again, President and CEO, Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. The way to get me direct, I work for you. I work for every consumer, every business, 804-521-6940.
We hope you are enjoying hearing from local business people that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. You can find information about this company and others in the same industry at BBB.org. The foundation will send someone to speak at a group event if ever needed. Call 804-521-6940 to request a speaker. These guests are from local businesses and are in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you have questions you would like answered on future Trust Talk West programs, please call in to 434-202-1980 and record your questions. Let's make sure, as consumers, we hold our marketplace to one that starts with trust. We can change our community marketplace in 90 days if we go to BBB.org before doing business with any company to check them out.